Welcome to a homegrown family podcast where we grow the produce and the kids.
Hey everybody, welcome to a homegrown family podcast. Today we are on episode 6 and my wife is already giggling at me silently because she is the guest for this episode. Welcome aboard, my wife, my lovely wife of coming up on 3 years.
Oh, wow. You actually got it correct. Hey. I was nervous there for a moment.
I was nervous for myself. Anyways, here's Nora.
Hello, everyone. I'm a little nervous about being here. Are you nervous?
I'm always nervous. It's a freaking microphone.
Oh, you mean this giant thing that's in between us?
Yeah. Nora and I are not meant for podcasting, I swear, because...
Absolutely, 110% not.
I'm not very good at public speaking. In fact, I was once offered the solo for choir, and I said no. I'll sing with everybody else, but I won't be the one singing by themselves. So
I was asked to sing a solo, and then she had the ensemble sing with me. I don't know if that's good.
Because you're bad.
I don't know. It's just all of a sudden the ensemble was singing.
So we're a little nervous doing this first episode here together with each other. But anytime I usually meet somebody else, a new couple, you're always kind of curious about how you meet that person or how that couple met each other. And so in this episode, it's pretty much going to be devoted to that. So if you don't want to hear a sappy love story, move on to the next episode. Here it is.
I don't think it was that sappy.
No, it was actually pretty fun.
It was kind of adventurous. I don't know. Not really adventurous either. It was kind of just...
I was definitely a little bit out of my shell.
Well, yeah, that's fair. I don't know. I just was going with the flow.
The flow worked for both of us. I have a lot of friends I went to college with in Bismarck, North Dakota. And anytime I usually go and visit them, we usually try to play volleyball when we're there. And this time around, I was there for a wedding. I told my friend Sloan, "Yay, I'm coming to this wedding." And he's like, "Hey, let's play volleyball the morning before." So he's rounding up the crew of people to come. He's like, "Yeah, I think I got like 3-on-3 or 4-on-4. I'm like, "Are you sure we're going to have enough people to play?" And he's like, yeah, come on, we'll be fine. We got the couple other people and we're good to go. I'm like, all right, sweet. Some people I've never met, some people I have met. So the morning of this wedding, I show up and we play volleyball. And Nora comes over strutting her stuff.
Whoa. I don't think strutting their stuff was... I just gotten off of a night shift, I think. So I was working as a nurse down in Rochester. And I was coming up for a wedding because I had originally worked in Bismarck with the bride. And then my sister and I liked to play volleyball with Sloan. And we used to play like 8 hours a day with like the young adults group that was there.
Yep, so Nora knew the bride.
Yeah. Well, I knew the groom, too, because he was on our volleyball team as well.
Right. I primarily knew the groom.
Knew the groom. Well, and every time you came to Bismarck, I missed you, so I'd landed my dream job.
Unfortunate for you.
2 months before we met, and then, oh, surprise! There's Forever standing in the volleyball court.
Yeah, well, we didn't know it at the time. So we're playing volleyball, and I'm like, hey, this Nora girl's kind of cute, but I have no idea if she's taken or not. I'm not really sure.
Well, and I knew your brother, because we were in plant sciences together in school.
David. And David has also been a host on this podcast before you, so I'm surprised he hasn't rubbed it in yet.
It's David. He just doesn't want to say it because I got the high score on the plant sciences test, and I wasn't even a plant science major. So, eat it, David!
I don't even know if he listens to these.
Probably not. It's fair.
So we play volleyball. And Nora's never crossed paths with Joe Mettler, right?
No. Nope. I've heard of this elusive Joe Mettler, and I've heard, oh, he's a good volleyball player. I mean, you were good, but you're not, like, Olympic.
Yeah, who is Olympic? Just Olympics.
Know. Yeah, no one. No one on our team ever is Olympic. You got a nice swing, though.
Yeah, from time to time.
And there's only 4 people that came. No, 5.
Was it 4? Wasn't it 4 before? No.
No, it was 4 before 3.
Because we were short one. Nathan showed up.
Yes.
I'm dropping all these names that nobody else knows, but that's okay. Get over it.
Look them up on Facebook. Sure they're there.
Actually, you know what? At this point in time, I'm just going to do a little shout out to Third Day Farm over in Mandan. They have this awesome,
Cut flowers.
Cut flowers. And so you kind of get
beautiful.
You get on the schedule and you get like weekly or monthly cut flowers.
Yeah.
And vases and stuff. They had a whole round of tulips all early spring. And so,
and it's like a wide variety too. It's not like only one flower. Like they are gorgeous.
I've seen their bouquets and I'm like, how much more flowers can you pack in these things?
Yeah.
They look good.
Yes.
And so a little shout out to them. Look them up. Third Day Farm. And I think they're on Instagram also. So you can find them there. And also speaking of Instagram, I'm pretty sure I'm going to drop the whole Twitter thing because I currently have zero followers. And I think that's because I have a problem with my account and it's not letting me change my profile picture. And
you know, Twitter whatever. Is silly anyway.
Yep. We're dropping Twitter. It's official. I'm strictly going to a homegrown fam at Instagram, if you want to call it.
On the gram.
I'm going on the gram instead of on the Twitter. There you have it.
Okay, so back to volleyball.
We play volleyball. It was a good time. Sloan was almost late, I think. We were supposed to make sure he got there on time.
Yes, because Sloan was a groomsman.
Yeah.
And the rest of us were just guests.
So, Sloan was also a roommate of mine for like 3 years. And Jimmy was a roommate of mine for, I think, we were in this Newman Center Bosco house. And him and I roomed, I think it was only one semester. And then we switched roommates the second semester and whatnot. So, but anyways, Jimmy and I lived together for a year.
So we played volleyball. Sloan was almost late. We made it to the wedding. I'm like, oh, he's kind of cute, but I live in Rochester, so I don't know. I said, why not?
So, we went to this beautiful Catholic wedding. I remember it being a pretty great ceremony.
Very reverent.
Yeah, it was really good.
And Joel was a loner and didn't have any friends to sit by because Sloan was in the groomsman.
True, everybody I knew was groomsman.
So then he sat like in my pew at the way end. Yeah, because I invited you to sit with us.
Okay.
Yeah, I said, sit down.
I had volleyball. You said, come sit with me.
No, I grabbed you on your way into the church when you were coming down.
See,
and you
Nora has a better memory of both of us, so.
That is accurate.
So, we go to the wedding, and then we have the reception. And I was a little bit behind on the reception, because I remember I came in, and everybody was like already sitting down, or like claimed a spot on the table. So, I was lucky enough to find a spot.
Were you late, though? Because I remember going over to the wine table that they had. Maybe specifically because you were standing in the circle and I was like, hey, I'm going to try to talk to this fella. And I like inserted myself into the conversation that I knew nothing about. But maybe that was...
So I think that was a little bit later because I remember showing up. I'm like, okay, where am I going to sit? I got to claim a spot. And I was fortunate enough, I think, to sit next to Brian, who I knew from playing volleyball and things, and a couple other people, I think.
I think it was just the volleyball table.
So we ended up on the same table at the reception. And so we're just eating, and it's just kind of kitty corner, so it's kind of hard to make super good small talk.
I think you were like four people away.
Yeah, but we're sort of trying to make small talk a little bit across.
I had my eye on you, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And my friend was working you down at the end. For me.
Oh. I didn't realize I was in a trap.
I mean, I don't think she knew it until you passed me the water. You filled my water cup. You gazed deeply into my
eyes. I think I realized that she was...
Do you need a refill?
Yeah.
I said, yeah. That's when Joanne knew. She's like, oh, match made in heaven.
Okay. So,
that's exactly how it went.
It is. But we're making small talk, and I still wasn't sure if...
Oh, yeah.
I think you were... At that point, I think I must have known that you were single, but I thought you were recently broken up, from what I understood. And then, so I'm like, I think I got to make myself still available, but I wasn't sure. I got to find the details. And then I noticed that your water was empty. Yeah. And then I asked, hey, would you like some water? It's just a water thing, but...
You're a gentleman of
water. Gentleman. Chivalry is not dead.
It is not dead.
Keep it up.
It's alive and well. Well, it's partially dead, but it's making a revival.
So that happened, and then the dance starts. I think eventually I got enough nerve to ask you... No, I didn't even ask you how to dance yet, so...
No, because
I found your ex when he was sitting by the table, and I had people dancing, and I went over there, and I was like, so, is this... thing that you and Nora had, is it done? Are you still fighting? Like, he goes, oh, no. Go ahead. All right. Green light.
I thank my ex for that.
So then I got the courage after that to ask on a slow dance.
And so we didn't slow dance right away.
I think it was a slow dance first. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I think it was.
I think your remember is broken.
Well, you have the better memory, so what happened?
You asked me if I knew how to swing, and I said, does anyone not know how to swing?
So, we swung dance.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, so that's what the first one was. So we swung dance, and I think we swung dance again, and...
We really like to dance, though.
Yeah, we both really like to swing dance, so...
Peeps that are listening to this, learn how to swing dance.
Girls love it.
Girls love it, and it makes guys less awkward at dances.
True. And you just gotta,
because then you have, like, something to go with. Like, hey, you want to dance with me because I know how to dance.
Request, yeah. Like, Zoot Suit Riot or Mama 5 or My Maria or any of those.
Any of those that are really good swings.
Yeah, all good songs. Anyways, we're dancing, and it's probably, like, an hour left of the dance. And
we closed that puppy down.
Oh, yeah. But it's, like, an hour left, and I'm like, where'd this girl go? And she's sitting over there in the corner, back at her...
Yeah, resting my feet.
Back at a table. And I was like, a new song came on. I think it was another swing dance. And then I look at her, and I point at her, and she goes, who, me? Like, points at herself, like, what, me? I'm like, you're the only one in the corner. Yes, you. And then I proceeded to give her the hook, line, and sinker and started reeling her in. You remember I did that?
Yeah,
I did. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, did that actually work?
I don't know if I actually came, like, a fish like you're supposed to, if I just, like...
No, I think you wiggled a little bit.
I'm like, this is weird, but all right. I'll go with it.
Yeah. So then we danced that swing dance, and then there was this, like, weird Irish tune that lasted,
it was like 10 minutes long.
It was long, and we were doing, like, a fast two-step to it or something. Yeah,
like a polka, but it wasn't a polka.
And I couldn't even tell you the name of the song. It was just lasting forever. But, boy, I think both needed to rest our feet at that point in time after that, but...
And then I made sure to ask you about because you were in your master's at that time. And I was like, oh, I need to be really interested in something that he likes. I really like education, so I was asking you about your master's. Remember at the, was it donuts that they had?
Probably just started my master's then.
Yeah, probably. Well, and then David and Kelsey were there, and David knew who I was. Yeah, tell that part. How you went up to David, you're like,
So we're all sitting at a table in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to make small talk, not panning out. But I see David, so I go over to David. I was like, hey, David, how's it going? And he's like, I'm like, not too bad. You know, he's chit-chatting away, and he goes, he knows I'm a single guy, right, at that point. And he's wondering, you know, well... Is there anybody, Joel, here you're keeping your eye out for? I'm like, I don't know. He goes, what about that Nora gal? And I'm like, well, she's single? Yeah. So there was that. So, like, so that's probably how I found out you were single at that point.
And then
I went back to the table, gave you some water, and then talked to your ex, and then
juicy details. That's about as juicy as they get, folks.
Yeah. So the one fun part that I kind of remember from the night is that it was kind of one of the, it was like, last call, last dance. And I don't even know if it was actually a real slow song. If it was, we made it weird.
Well, every slow song we did, we danced like we were in seventh grade. Yeah, you know, much. Like straight arms, mine are on your shoulders, yours are like at my, like, above my waist.
Well, we did it on purpose.
We did it on purpose,
weird,
yeah.
Just to be weird.
You gotta be weird.
And then, so the last dance, I remember, we're dancing partway through, and Nora goes, this is the last dance, which means I have to dip you.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? You're dipping me? All right.
Man,
sounds good.
Keep it weird.
Don't let me fall. You know?
You almost fell. I'm pretty sure I dipped you, like, if this was 90 degrees, it'd be like 10 degrees.
Yeah. You didn't dip me very far.
No.
I thought you made it a little ways, but.
I don't know. You probably helped me.
Yeah, so paper much arms. As I could. That dance was done. I was like, hey, yeah, thanks. It was great meeting you. And then. I think you were on a rush to head out because your sister wanted to leave, right?
Yes.
And then I was kind of
We were booking it. Emma was like in the car, like halfway down the road, and I'm like, please wait for me. I don't want to walk home.
Yeah. So at the end of the night, I was like, I got to get this girl's number because she is awesome. Start beelining it to her.
And I was not about to give him my number.
But I was like, also my friend here, my friend there, like, are also like getting in this group. They're all getting into this group to go say goodbye. And Nora happens to be the one that everybody's converging towards, like that was the group area.
Yeah, because so, I was going back to Rochester the next day.
Right, so they all want to say goodbye, you know, because you're not going to be around for a while. And so I'm like, wow, there's I'm just going to stop in the middle of this and say, hey, can I have your number? Yeah, it didn't happen. So I was like, dang it! I'm like freaking out. I'm like, I needed this girl's number.
Which is funny because I'm pretty sure all of your friends had my number.
Oh, hey, I probably could just ask somebody else, but how manly is that? So I did the next least manly thing.
Yeah, I was going to say.
As soon
wait
as I got
for it. Wait for it. Facebook.
as soon as I got out of the reception hall, I was like, hey, I was trying to grab your number, but I didn't catch you on your way out. I don't remember if I asked you for your number at that point. I was going to look up the actual message thread prior to this podcast.
That's like 5 years ago.
You know how long it took me to go through that message thread? Quite a while. But I was going to look it up for this podcast just to read it. But it said something to the effect of, hey, I had a great time getting to know you. I dropped the ball on getting your number. So, yeah, I think you gave me your number through Facebook, though.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
But I think you said something about if you are okay with giving my number. I don't know.
Right.
You're a little like weird about it, and I had to give you my number before you gave me your number.
What?
Because I'm pretty sure I gave you my number, and then we were, like, talking through Facebook Messenger, and then I was like, dude, why don't you just text me? And you're like, oh, yeah.
Then she went back to Rochester, and I was
my dream job.
Her dream job, yep. Working as a NICU nurse.
Yep.
So I guess I didn't really describe what you went to school for, but, yeah, you went to NDSU, and then you went to UND,
mm-hmm.
getting...
I went to NDSU for a biology degree, and then I went to UND as a second career nurse, so I got my BSN in nursing. Then I worked in Bismarck for 2 years in the NICU, so neonatal intensive care. Got my dream job at Mayo, and met Joe 2 months after. And here we are.
Yeah. That weekend was really good for me because I was going to this friend's wedding, and then the next day, my coworker and I were going to be going elk hunting over in western North Dakota. So in North Dakota, you have a once-in-a-lifetime elk tag. And I knew I wasn't going to be living in North Dakota, and here I still am, for that long. So I had applied for the cow tag, and first time, got it. So I'm like, hey, we're going to go. And this is the weekend after Labor Day, which is like typically when the elk season opens, my coworker says. So we get to... you know, Beach, North Dakota is where we're going to be staying. So we're staying there with my coworker and I. And we get up the next day. And I think the season opened that Monday, I think. So Sunday, we're like getting ready to go. And we're like, hey, so we're going to go pheasant hunting for a little bit that day. And then we kind of got back from that. It's like, all right, so he's like, just double checking everything. Hey, you got your elk tag? I'm like, yep. Did go look in my bag. And I left my elk tag behind even. So I was like, I'm gonna hightail it over to... you know, drive all the way back to Fargo, come all the way back, and I can still make it back in time to go hunting on Monday. We looked it up, talked to the game warden about, hey, you know, can he just give an online version of his license and be okay? He says, no, that wouldn't be okay, and you won't be able to get to the opening office anywhere near you until tomorrow, Monday. But he's like, hunting season doesn't open until the following week. So, I made an oops there. The next day, we're going to go do some more pheasant hunting and things. But so that night, I had nothing early to get up for elk hunting. So I was like texting Nora all giddy, you know, this and that. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to call her up. And I was like 10 p.m. I just call her up because I know she texted me back. She's awake. And
I think it was on my way home.
I don't even know.
I can't remember.
But we talked.
No, because the morning after, I told my mom. I was like, I just met my future husband. And she's like, pfft. I was like, well, whatever, I just did. Eat it, Mom. Just kidding, I love my mom.
Now, your mom, I think, does listen to this from time to time.
Mom, you are my favorite person in the whole wide world.
Your mom's probably calling BS right now.
No, she knows. She knows the exact conversation.
I know. But, we talked to, like, I don't know, it was like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I was like, finally, like, probably should go to bed. So
you need way more sleep than I do.
This is true. I need like a solid 7 hours. So that was kind of the weekend we met.
Well, then we talked when I was in Rochester.
Yep.
And you wanted me to move back before you made anything official.
I don't know if I ever said I wanted you to. I was in the middle
what?
Of that.
I could be making 80 grand a year down there. No, I'm just kidding.
I think I have.
We
did long distance for a year. I was working on my master's. I still had one more year left because I was working as a technician at NDSU while pursuing my master's. So it was like one class a semester. And I still had 1 year left. And I was like, I think, I don't even know if we had a conversation, but we kind of knew that I wasn't going anywhere because. You
weren't coming to Rochester in the near future.
No.
And we'd already done over a year apart.
Yeah, so separate cities. Yeah, I think Nora just kind of
made
the decision.
5 hours one way.
Yeah, 5 hours one way. The city made the decision to, yeah, come up to Fargo and hasn't looked back, right? Even though it's $8,000.
No.
Love's more important than money.
Yes. I mean, money's nice, but I don't know, lasting relationships is kind of where it's at.
Far and in between these days.
Yep, sure is.
So, Nora moved back to Fargo. Actually, let me just take a drink here first, and we'll get back to that.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
I drink the girliest drinks, and I'm totally okay with it.
So, Nora moved back to Fargo, which is about 45 minutes away from where she grew up.
Well, it's like moving back home.
Right, so...
I've been away for 5 years.
She wasn't totally opposed to moving to Fargo, even if this guy didn't work out. But it was because your husband, so she already had her mind made up.
Yeah, it's already made up. I was waiting for you.
Just waiting for me.
Taking your sweet time.
Yep.
Actually, it only took 3 months after I moved back.
Was it all took... No.
Yeah, I moved back. My first day at my new job was November 11th, and we got engaged January 20-something.
There I am, taking my sweet old time, but Nora was pretty close to home, so 45 minutes away from Fargo. She grew up on a farm also, like I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why don't you just talk about your farm a little bit? What kind of farm did you grow up on?
I grew up on a hobby farm. We had... Oh, gosh, we had cows. My dad was a huge... is currently still a huge cattleman. We used to run 200 head. Back when I was little, I remember. And we used to do, like, the whole... like, all the hay bales, all the feed and everything. And then my parents really looked at it and they wanted us to have more family time, have more time off in the summer since my mom was a teacher. So then we really scaled back the cattle operation. We still had 4-H animals. So I think in 1 year I had 6 cows, 2 pigs, and 3 sheep, which is like, that's the max that you can have as a 4-H'er. And then we found out sheep aren't the brightest bulbs in the bunch. And they kind of destroyed the birthing barn. So then Dad said no more sheep. And then my brother was really into pigs. And pigs are super easy to show. And they like marshmallows. So we...
You guys didn't ever have chickens or duck or something?
No. So my mom got this wild hair that she wanted to have chickens on the farm. So we did get chickens. But our birthing barn had styrofoam ceiling. And we didn't have a coop for them. Because my dad was not a chicken person. So they started roosting on top of the styrofoam of the birthing barn and pecked all of it away. And needless to say, my dad was not happy and we don't have any more chickens on the place. Lots of cats, though.
Yeah. How many acres did you guys have when you had your 200 head? Like, or acres do you have total now that you...
The farm is only on 20, which is what my parents have. And I don't know, like, how many... Because my mom... has a bunch of land with her family, and then my dad had some with his brothers down in southern North Dakota. So I don't know exactly how we just would, like, rent pasture or share between, like, my mom's siblings.
Yeah, so Nora and I had quite a few different things in common. I guess my family's larger than yours. You just had two siblings.
I have two siblings, yeah.
Sorry, Leigh, I almost just forgot about you for a second. I don't even know if he listens to these, but... so two siblings, and then I had...
disclaimer,
siblings,
but... I did not like raising beef. I don't know why. I think it was the chore part. I loved showing, but, like, training and doing all the chores, I was like, oh my gosh. And now I'm like, gosh, what a little spoiled brat. I would love to have acreage now and... cows and chickens.
It's our goal someday. And once we do find something, we'll let you all know about it.
Just in case mom's listening and thinks that I'm painting a picture perfect. I was not a picture perfect farm girl growing up.
But
I complained a lot about it. I wanted to travel the world, which I have been doing. So
we both had, you know, Catholic families.
Mm-hmm.
And we both had farm. My dad's mostly... I mean, to this day, is kind of more of a hobby-ish, most people would probably say.
I think both of our dads are kind of hobby.
So... So both kind of grew up on a farm, a smaller farm anyways, and then grew up Catholic and stuff and everything. And so
I think that was important.
A lot of things in common.
Yeah. I think that was important as far as when we were establishing a relationship was, do you come from a good family that's intact?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have good work ethic? And, like, do you want to live in the more ruralish than where we are now?
Yep.
Someday. Pipe dream. Not pipe dream. Reality.
It's coming.
In the future.
Yep. But, so, yeah. I don't know. Anything else you want to share, Nora, about your farm days?
No, it was the best. I could do anything, be anything. Could run around in a swimsuit if I wanted to. Run around naked if you wanted to, because we were surrounded by trees.
Pretty sure I heard stories of you, like,
lawn mowing
with your swimsuit on.
Growing up, we weren't allowed to wear two-piece bathing suits. Thanks, Mom. Because now I don't wear them ever. But you could on the farm. So I'm mowing because, like, it's cool to get a tan, right? Hello, skin cancer. And I was mowing lawn in a two-piece swimsuit. And then my FFA instructor just happens to drive up the driveway. Well, I can't walk through the front door in a bathing suit. That's really awkward. So then I broke into the house through my bedroom window because it's like the window sits above the deck area. So I had to like climb through the window as he's knocking on the door. And I'm like, yeah, it worked though. It was fine. But every time someone came in, it takes like 8 hours to mow the lawn. Like, that's how much lawn we had, was 8 hours.
That's true. Now our little 20-minute mow these days is going to grow substantially, hopefully, here someday in the future. But,
yeah.
Yeah. Any other embarrassing farm stories you want to share?
No, not that I can think of.
Everything else is too embarrassing, folks.
Too embarrassing. No, I just remember, like looking back, it's like the best time of my life because you just had, like, this freedom, and you could get dirty, and you could be, you know, I never had a curfew. No one lived around us. All my friends loved coming out and playing Ghost in the Graveyard and Kick the Can and, like, all these, you know, hide-and-seek and sardines in the dark with flashlights in a farm. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Those good memories that I hope our kids can grow up with.
Yeah, I know my brother David and I used to, and Michael sometimes joined us too, but we always would be out there. We'd be out call it down by the woods or down by the creek. We're like our two top locations, and we'd literally be outside playing until, you know, the cows came home, right? No, until the mom rang the dinner bell. Okay, we didn't have a dinner bell, but it sounded cool to say.
Truth comes out.
Until she yells out the door, "Time to eat!" You know, so, and if you didn't hear it, you may be lucky if they yelled again, otherwise you got a cold plate. But,
or no food. All you brothers.
True. But, we were out there constantly, David and I, for sure.
And I never felt like I was lacking something. Like, I never felt like, I'm at a disadvantage because I don't, you know, like, I didn't get a cell phone until I was a junior in high school, and it was the best thing ever. Like, I just never had to worry about that.
I don't even know if I got a cell phone until I went off to college. Little track phone.
Beep, 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 I remember, beep, beep, beep. I remember my mom had a bag phone. Like, over-the-shoulder bag phone you could maybe make, like, one emergency phone call off of.
So, Nora and I aren't that old. Like, when we were in college,
I was or a 90s
in
baby.
High school, yeah, and I just barely made it in the 80s. So, there were flip phones around, readily available when we were in high school.
It's I remember dial-up. I think we got high-speed.
Got them till then.
Yeah.
I mean, most of my classmates had phones.
Most of mine did,
now, second graders have phones.
And at the time, I thought, I was like, oh my gosh, Mom, you're the worst mom ever. And I'm like, gosh, Mom, thank you so much for not giving me that young. I
was fortunate that our school had a phone for student use.
Oh, nice.
Like,
yeah.
You get back from like your events and your athletic events, and you'd coach and wait for you to go over to the phone, and you'd use the whole rotary.
Yep.
It was a rotary one for a little while, and then they updated to the push button one. But
high class. We still have a rotary phone in our garage.
Yeah, my grandma's got one. I kind of want it.
I bet if you put that in front of some child today, they'd be like, what is this ancient piece of crap?
That's what I'm saying. I want to have it as an antique, and we'll show it for show and tell or something like that for like our homeschool kids or something. So,
yeah.
That's kind of, the story of how I met Nora, and we kind of got a couple of other things, but Nora also grew up on a farm, and so.
Well, that's what we want to pass on to our kids, too.
Yeah, and she helps support me in my gardening and
all that good stuff. Oh, yeah, garden was a big thing for my mom. We had like a 100-foot garden and it was massive. And I remember picking the beans was the worst job ever. And now guess what? Mom has raised beds. So you don't have to bend over and burn your back.
You know, my mom never let me pick the beans because I missed too many.
See, I would try to, not on purpose, but like if you pull hard enough, you kind of like destroy the plant. But not really because it still grows. They just like end up on the ground. I got banned from picking beans for a while, but then I still had to snap them. But thank goodness, because then we have all this canned food that my mom makes.
That's true.
They're empty nesters now. They probably planted 12 tomato plants and 8 peppers.
Yeah, and now my
parents. But for the two of them.
And my parents are also. I saw your parents. They had like 7 tomato plants. And I was like.
Yes.
I was like, Rondi.
My dad goes ham.
Are you doing salsa this year? No.
Yeah. No, probably not.
But I make plenty of other things with tomatoes.
See, my dad loves. Their
own spaghetti sauce, tomato sauce. Tomato soup.
Green beans was a big one. Green beans, tomato soup. Green beans for every single meal.
Yeah.
Every single meal.
So we're fortunate that we currently live in town. I have a small amount of raised bed area, but between...
Both our moms.
Between our parents.
Supported.
Between our parents.
Yeah.
We get all
fresh
sorts of...
Fresh meat. What is it? Pork, beef. This year we're getting chickens.
Yep. I'm doing some butcher chickens, so you'll hear chickens. A podcast of that at some point.
Yeah. Gardening from both... Both our moms do a little different. Your mom does more like the... chili and the pickles and the salsa, and my mom does more of the green beans and tomato sauce.
My mom has quite a few green beans, too. She does a lot of squashes, also.
Oh, yeah, we do a lot of squash.
A little bit easier for her to do squash. It takes up so much space. Yeah. And now that she's also an empty nester, that takes up space, and so, but it's, you know, it's easy
so
to get
the garden's
squash.
Full.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Because both our moms can't have empty gardens.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Yeah. What a problem to have.
What a problem to have. All this empty space. There's also a no vine policy in my mom's garden. So, like, no pumpkins, no squash, no zucchini.
It takes up too much space.
Because it takes up too much space, yeah. Wait, we were allowed to plant watermelon, but it had to be in the pasture so that it could, like... Well, then the cows would eat it. So I think I got one watermelon. It was the size of, like, I don't know, half the size of a watermelon.
Probably was pretty stoked when it happened, though.
Yeah, I don't know if it even tasted good.
Back before we knew when watermelons were ripe.
Yeah, right. I think
Mom,
it's done.
It's the size of a softball. Let's pick it. Yeah. It's been a little while since we heard from us. We had Mother's Day there where we spent some time with some family. We had a stomach bug go around the house. And then we had here Memorial Day weekend. So it's been a little bit, but hope you enjoyed this episode. Yeah, that's my wife. She's amazing.
Well, I don't know about amazing, but it's up there.
Yeah, we both have problems talking good about each other. Till next time.
Bye.